Hey everybody, it's Low Cash.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
I love my boots broken, I love my camo hat. Don't mind a little paint on my jeans, yeah, I roll like that. I love driving my truck across a railroad track. If you hit it too quick, it'll hit you right back. I love a fresh cut feel with a first frost on. How it shines like gold. Days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine. I love my small town world. I love a country girl. I love a Friday night.
We carry on the interviews. In fact, I've come out of the media room, gone up to a suite in this new hotel in Nashville called the Omni, and I've got a panoramic view of snowstorm, which is great. But with me is Low Cash. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Other than the snow, it's fantastic. But it is still pretty.
It is very pretty.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's very pretty, especially when you're inside.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the skyline's gorgeous.
So you guys are pretty happy at the moment. We got number one.
Man, yes. I tell you what a blessing, and we're grateful, and we've got a great team, and song made it to the top of the charts, and it's a life changer.
Well, it's great for you. I mean, one of the times I spoke to you before, you'd written Keith Urban's hit, you know, and that was a big deal for you, and now you got it for yourself.
That was a big stepping stone for us. Yeah. That was the beginning of the Low Cash career, man. It really,
because of all the floods, and you couldn't get it recorded.
Dude, I mean, it seemed like it was never going to make the album, and then the first single came out, and the second, and the third, and it seemed like it was never going to be a single, and then all of a sudden, it just happened, and that was the light at the end of the tunnel for us in 2011, and it was a rough year leading up to that. But man, we made it there, and then it was off to the races. I mean, Truck Yeah came out with Tim McGraw about 4 months after that song went number one, and it was just back to back hits for us,
which is unheard of. We, you know, I mean, you look at all the hard work we've done, and the next thing you know, this happens. I mean, it's definitely a blessing, and but you know, me and him have been working a long time for this.
Well, you've been in there. I mean, I remember the days of the Low Cash Cowboys. I mean, yeah, we're going back to, was it before the beginning of the 2000s? Is it goes back that
2009 is when it really started.
Yeah, I mean, we were actually in Nashville sort of formulating ideas and writing songs, and we were working down at the Wild Horse and playing in the back of Tootsie's and, you know, cutting our teeth. I mean, Chris Jansen was in the front room. We were in the back room. We were alternating sets back then, and Tyler Farr would go on right after us at Tootsie's. Yeah. I mean, it was like the college class, you know, and now to see all of us on the charts at the same time, man,
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's great. And we love the videos because we have a TV show now, CM&T, awesome, over there. And we're showing that as soon as we get the videos, and people are just loving it.
Good, great. Good. I mean, we got some more videos coming. So
we're looking forward to that. And the new album, is that coming out soon?
Yeah, this year. It could be as soon as May. It could be as late as September. We're not sure yet, but we're trying to finish it up this month and turn it into the label. And we only lack about 5 songs being recorded, and we kind of have this big pile of songs we've been writing and collecting from publishers, and we're going to try to pick those songs maybe today or tomorrow, and then go into the studio, wrap it up, and turn the album in. We feel good about it, though.
That's great. So this the hit song, where did it come from? You obviously wrote it with other people?
I wrote it with the same guys as Chuck, Chris Jansen and Danny Myrick. We wanted to write something positive, man. We wanted to write an anthem. We actually heard Garth Brooks was cutting songs at that time. So we're trying to think of an anthem for Garth, and thank goodness Garth didn't cut it, and it changed our life. We just wanted to 3 minutes of positivity, man. I love this life.
Because I was at the Palm yesterday for a short period of time when you were talking, and you said that you had it on hold by somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was on hold by somebody else, and I didn't want to take it off hold because that's our financial future for us, you know, for all 4 songwriters, for the publishing companies, for everybody involved in the songwriting, you know, career aspect of it. And if it wasn't going to be a single for us, I didn't want to take it off hold yet, you know. And so it wasn't until we all put our hands in and said, this is definitely 100% going to be our single, we're coming out on this date with it, that's when I took it off hold. And I'm so glad, you know, that we did. And, you know, it would have went on to be a big hit for that artist, probably. It would have sounded a little different. Hopefully, you know, I think about that from time to time. I'm like, man.
We needed to make a decision, though, if we were going to stick with the songwriting or we really what we moved to Nashville to be, the Low Cash. So
you still have made money, but it's nice to have your own hit.
It's unbelievable.
It feels amazing. Feels amazing. Hey everybody, it's Low Cash.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Take my worn out back and black record. That old jean jacket I've had forever. Take my first guitar, keys to my car. I've been driving since 16. The pictures, the frames, friends, and the names that make them 21 years of memory. I could be shipwrecked on an island, stranded in the wild, and the only thing that I want is you. I could be crawling through the Mojave, in a world left of my body, praying for the one thing that gets me through. All I need is you. Take the one thing that keeps me breathing.
gets me through. I could be shipwrecked on an island, stranded in the wild, and the only thing that I want is you.
Wrap this up, we must talk about the wine.
Yes.
Well, we always love to talk about wine. Yeah. Shipwreckedwines.com is where you can pick up our wine. It's called Shipwrecked. We have a Sauv Blanc that we released in 2015. We have a red that just came out. It's called the Captain's Reserve, and it's amazing. It's a strong...
I'm going to say it's top two wines that I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that.
It's even got a great fragrance. I mean, it's just something. It's one of those wines that you just really enjoy. And we have another red coming out early 2017 that they're saying is going to beat this wine. And so, man.
The Chardonnay is in. There's a bunch of stuff that Stono has.
Is it going to be available in Europe?
Man, right now it's only available. Yeah, it can be. It's only available on shipwreckedwines.com. So,
but they do ship overseas.
Yeah.
How'd you get into wine? I know you drink it, but how'd you get into making it?
I always enjoyed it, man. It's kind of like a release. It's my release when I get home. And me and my wife, when we first met, you know, we met over wine. You know, it was like we would sit down and talk and just have a glass of wine. And I got really into it. Preston's really into it. And we started getting the upper class of the wines because the little bit higher price point, you're not going to get the hangover, the headache and stuff, because the soft wines aren't as bad. So we met one of the owners of Stoneham Vineyards, who is John Ozer from Comcast, and he asked us, well, I was drinking his wine, it was a Zin, and I usually don't like Zin, but this Zin tasted like a cab to me. It was unbelievable, beautiful. Drank it, and I was like, man, I had this wine the other night, and we were sitting with each other. He goes, oh, that's part of my vineyard, Stoneham Vineyards. And Preston literally looks at him and goes, what's it like to own your own vineyard? And he goes, do you want to find out? And that's how we started our vineyard.
Amazing. So, folks, whoever listening, you could have your own wine one day. That's just right. Be at the right place at the right time.
That's
right. Which is the whole show business thing. Right place, right time. Anyway, good luck. And you haven't come to England yet, have you?
No, we need to. We're working on that right now. So
you should be at the new C2C Festival in March.
You know, our management.
Everybody else is.
Our management is really pumped up about getting us over to England and overseas. So I wouldn't be surprised if it happens this year. Maybe next year, but soon.
Well, we look forward to it, and we'll keep playing your music. We'll keep playing the videos. And great. Thanks. Just keep going, because I love you guys. I mean, I just remember that interview all those years ago.
Yeah.
And you were really trying to... And remember, because you used to also have a... You used to stick an old bus outside where people used to come on. I remember all that stuff.
Yeah, it was full of alcohol, and everybody would come up and have a drink, and... We can't wait.
Now we have to come up into a suite to interview you because you won't come down in the media room. Anyway, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's Low Cash.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Girl, I never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, well, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody. Somebody with a cast of truck sitting right outside is ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy, I know somebody that's lost all in your smile. That can love you like a song on the radio dial. If that's what you want tonight, I know somebody. Showing like you can't decide, but I heard you tell your friends that you know somebody that makes you laugh, that can get you home, that might make you fall for the night is gone. So come on,
You know I'm that somebody.
Somebody with a cast of truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sun open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy. Fall in a kiss or two. Baby, tell me what you wanna do. Cause I know somebody with a cast up truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Sunroof open with the moonlit sky. Yeah, I know a guy, I know somebody.